This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Tokyo Olympics organizers on Sunday reported 3 new cases of COVID-19 infections among athletes as the population of Athletes Village swells ahead of the start of the games next week. Organizers reported 10 new cases connected to the Olympics, including media, contractors, and other personnel. That compares with 15 new cases on Saturday. An International Olympic Committee member from South Korea tested positive for the coronavirus upon landing in Tokyo. The former athlete is vaccinated, reflecting the infection risk even from attendees with their vaccinations complete. Incidentally, skateboarding will debut as a sport in Tokyo. In Europe, floods have killed at least 165 people, most of them in Germany, and hundreds are still missing across Germany, Belgium, and the Netherlands. As floodwaters recede in some parts, firefighters and soldiers are clearing debris and assessing the damage. Indonesia has become the new hotspot of the global coronavirus pandemic. That country has overtaken India and Brazil for the highest number of new infections. Africa is also suffering mightily. Only about 1% of Africans are fully vaccinated. Haiti's First Lady Martine Moise returned to the country this weekend following the assassination of her husband, President Jovenel Moise. The president was shot dead when assassins armed with assault rifles stormed his private residence in the hills above Port-au-Prince on July 7th. His wife was injured during the attack. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph, who assumed the leadership of the country, confirmed the president's wife had been airlifted to Florida for treatment. At the Port-au-Prince airport, she was seen wearing an arm brace. This is VOA News. More than 100,000 people protested across France this weekend against the government's latest measures to push people to get vaccinated and curb rising infections by the Delta variant of the coronavirus. In Paris, separate protest marches by the far right and the far left wound through different parts of the city. Demonstrations were also held in Strasbourg in the east, Montpellier in the south, and in other places. Demonstrators chanting in both English and Spanish gathered outside the White House in Washington this weekend, calling on the U.S. to take action regarding Cuba. The demonstration was a show of solidarity following unprecedented protests in Cuba last weekend. Thousands of Cubans have taken part in protests over the past week over shortages of basic goods, curbs on civil liberties, and the government's handling of a surge in COVID-19 infections in the most significant unrest in decades in the Caribbean island nation. Throughout the week, in the United States, and especially in Florida, which has a large community of Cuban exiles, demonstrators have staged protests, waving Cuban flags, and calling for change. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been identified by the country's test and trace system as a contact of a confirmed coronavirus case. But the Prime Minister's office says that, unlike most people, he won't have to self-isolate. Johnson met Friday with his health secretary, who later tested positive for COVID-19. Contacts of positive cases usually have to self-isolate for 10 days. But Johnson's office says the prime minister will instead take a daily coronavirus test as part of a pilot project. The same applies to the treasury secretary, who also was contacted. A member of the opposition Labour Party said it looks like there is one role for them and something else for the rest of us. In the United States, the Biden administration is lashing out at Iran for accusing it of delaying a proposed prisoner swap to force a quick resumption of paused indirect nuclear talks. The U.S. State Department is slamming as outrageous comments made by Iran's deputy foreign minister, who blamed the U.S. and Britain for the delay. In a pair of tweets from his verified account, the deputy foreign minister had said the nuclear talks being held in Vienna could not resume until Iran's hardline president-elect is inaugurated in early August. He also said the U.S. and Britain were holding the prisoner swap hostage to the nuclear talks. In response, a State Department spokesman said the U.S. was prepared to continue talks on prisoners while waiting for the resumption of the nuclear negotiations. Via remote, Laurel.